السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International this Saturday morning. الحمد لله, it's a wonderful, wonderful morning. It is the 3rd of October and another year coming to an end. The first program after we're having after our Hajj broadcast that we had, alhamdulillah, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ibadah of one and all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the all the hujjat, inshaAllah. It's now 11 minutes past 8. You are listening to the Screaming Reels program on Radio Islam International. And none of us in the studio this morning. We're just going to see if Adil is with us on the line as well. Adil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, see, Adil is still not with us. We're perhaps just trying to get hold of him. I know they're out on a survival camp this morning. I'm with him at the end this morning as well, alhamdulillah. Wonderful, wonderful morning it has been so far. And we're looking forward to being in the company of our wonderful listeners for the next hour between now and 9 o'clock. So our lineup for today, inshallah, we'll be speaking briefly about the area that we are in today. And inshallah, when we do get hold of Adil Mangli, then we'll be speaking about his being out with the youngsters this weekend for the survival camping trip. And we'll have Brother Uthman here as well. And we'll be speaking, hopefully, inshallah, if time permits, we'll be getting Brother Farooq Hassan as well, inshallah. So that'll be our lineup for this morning, inshallah. Some interesting things that we want to discuss and share with our listeners out there. Let's just find us from our engineer, Brother Hanzala.
I'm here, Molana.
You made it, Ali.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, alhamdulillah.
Ali, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Munah, Sajjad Timur, and to all our wonderful listeners on this beautiful Saturday morning.
But you got your phone on roaming today, right?
Yeah, I learned something new now. If you put your phone on roaming, you can pick up the nearest available network and then it works quite nicely, alhamdulillah.
Are you serious it works like it, right?
Yeah, I'm talking quite clearly to you now. And obviously this morning, just after Fajr, I called you and mashallah, you told me that you are already at the fishing spot. Where are you guys at the moment?
We're in the Hope Dam, right?
In Steelport.
How's
the Warp Dam at the moment?
Lovely, lovely. I actually got here yesterday, late afternoon. Yesterday, weather-wise, alhamdulillah, fishing was decent. Weather-wise, was very, very bad. Actually, we got into the water within about the next 10 to 15 minutes. We had rain for the next hour or two. Basically, right till the end of the fishing day, we had rain. But with that, alhamdulillah, the weather was quite warm, so we still picked up quite a few fish. That was yesterday. And early this morning, just when we got into the waters and I spoke to you around about 5, half past 5. From that time, alhamdulillah, to now we picked up a few fish as well. I'm just getting guys, I took the phone in my one hand. I got a gem out, so the guys are going to be taking me out of here now.
Oh, okay. I hope they're not blaming you for being on the radio. That's why they're getting a jam.
No, they're blaming me and they're trying to cut my line off.
Hey, I know what it's like, eh? The word jam is like madness.
Oh, but I guess they got with me on a boat. They're worse than the trees in the water.
Yeah, tell them that the whole of Radio Islam is listening to them.
I said the only way I think I'm going to sort this thing out is to tell everybody, all the listeners about these guys, how they're trying to jeopardize my fishing trip here.
Tell them, then once the listeners start tweeting and WhatsApping and Facebooking and all of that, and then they'll know all about it.
Don't you think we should just mention the names already? So everybody knows when they go there fishing what they're going to do to them.
They call name and shame, like.
Yeah, like name and shame them.
Well, let's see. If they catch fish, then we'll name them, inshallah, so that they get some recognition for their hard work.
Inshallah.
But let's see.
The weather this morning, alhamdulillah, exceptionally good weather here this morning.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. I think, you know, just being out at the dam after a long, long time.
Yeah.
Exceptionally good, alhamdulillah. You guys are out on a trip of yourself this morning, are you?
Alhamdulillah. Last night we reached Wallo Express at about 8 o'clock in the evening. I've brought 10 boys from Dr. Yusuf Dadu Primary School.
Is that the school where you're teaching?
That's where I'm teaching at the moment. And alhamdulillah, we had a phenomenal response from the community. lots of people
I've been
came
seeing
forward.
Your messages and things like that as well.
Yeah, lots of community support, you know, Iqbal's butcher, and we had some of the individual people. Lots of people don't want to be mentioned, obviously, so
sure.
we'll keep it under wraps. But lots of nominal response in terms of sponsoring, especially sponsoring the youngsters. The kind of group we've got today, alhamdulillah, are the age 11 up to 13-year-olds. And we only managed to get 10 lighties actually for the strip because I suppose, you know, people might have felt it's coming to the holiday and people might have made other bookings and plans, etc.
Sure.
But nevertheless, it's a very, very good group to work with. This morning they were up bright and early just after Fajr when I spoke to you and I went down. They were all waiting there for me at the bottom. They wanted to do some fishing, so we did a quick fishing workshop, and then we did a little small hike up to the top section of the river area. And mm-hmm. then the neighbors that are here to, also that pitched in last night, I didn't get the uncle's name, I'll probably speak to him a bit later on, but they had the lines out in the water and there'd already been 4 fish up.
Mm, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, what fish they got in?
They mainly had a few carp and a little bit of these silvers. But
all
he
right.
said that this morning, very, very early in the morning, because they were here last night,
okay.
He picked up a very big barbel. And he said the thing came right to the you know, till the, just before he could actually try to land it. And it broke off. But they clearly saw the head. It was quite big. And Willow Express area is known for big barbel. I know the record
sure.
barbel here is about 11 kgs. So
lovely.
We hope, inshallah, to do some good fishing. But, you know, our program is quite a full day. We've got
sure,
the camps
that
we're going to do and stuff like that as well. But, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that. What I'm more excited about is how many bears have come out here, so far since you guys have been there.
Okay, and for this morning alone, we already have about 10 on the boat.
And
we're not on the boat, but we already caught about 10 fish.
Right.
And, well, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, that, but generally you're averaging between a kilo and a kilo and a half, you know.
Right, right. And then once in a while you get one of those very, very monstrous fish that pitch up from the depths.
We're waiting for that one right now. We are fishing in a bit deeper water at the moment. So
yeah.
Inshallah we're hoping for one of those ones. But quite active. I think a lot of them have spawned already. And
right.
In terms of weather, like this morning, like I said yesterday, although yes, in terms of fishing, the fishing was exceptionally good for the weather that we had. But this morning, weather has been phenomenal, alhamdulillah, so far.
Shukr, alhamdulillah. Well, here by, at Willow as well, the weather is brilliant. Like I said, last night it was a bit of a chill in the air.
I know. I met some guys that have been fishing here since Thursday. And they said to me, they were complaining, but they said that on Thursday they actually had a bit of a storm here. While they were fishing, he said that for the better part of the day, they couldn't really fish comfortably. He said on yesterday as well, I know, like I said, when we came, I mean, we had rain for the better part of the time that we fish. We actually only fish for about 2 hours or so, but in the 2 hours, for at least 1.5 hours, we fish in full rain. The guys were saying that yesterday early morning as well, the winds were very heavy and it was like kind of a storm on the water as well. So,
you know, just to stop you there for 1 second, if you remember, we had on the program, because we've been focusing so much on this particular place, I think someone was mentioning that it gets quite bad when it gets windy there.
It actually gets quite bad.
Yeah, it's the sheer size of the dam. It reminds you a lot of the Loskop setup when it gets windy on that place.
Definitely. You know, I was speaking to the gentleman yesterday, so he said to me, the moment that that wind climbs over the wall area, the water actually gets quite rough, they get quite choppy, and then you've got to be a bit careful, especially on the boat, whilst you're fishing or whilst you're going out of the dam. The gentleman we were speaking to lost 2 of his rods, and I mean, your best equipment and things like that is quite costly, you know? He gave
us
figures with as well. So while going out, of course, turning into the weather and things like that, they got caught up in the storm and we lost some of his second and things like that. So it must have been bad on Thursday, Friday, but like I say, for today so far, alhamdulillah, Weather has been very good, alhamdulillah. We hope it stays this way for the better part of the day. We hope it stays this way for the better part of the day and fishing tourism.
Inshallah. I also hope you get your PB, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Right. So basically, like you've mentioned already that, you know, the program today, inshallah, we will try and get hold of Luqman if he's not already on. You know, I'm not in the studio and you're not in the studio, so we can't really see Anzila.
There's a lot of people coming to this dam actually at the moment. In fact, to actually launch your boat at the launch pad is quite a challenge. I don't know if you remember from the last time we've been here, you know, they got a hump basically just before the launching pad. The big sand hump, and most of the guys, of course, are trying to park their vehicles between that hump and the
actual launch
and the launching pad itself, you know. So it becomes quite a challenge. I mean, when we got here, like that early part of the morning, around 5:15, they were already, if I recall correctly, they must have been already about 10 boats.
Sure. Now the guys up very early for beers. And then obviously it gets very, very hot at a certain time.
Yeah.
And you need to actually find a shady spot and just anchor down and wait it out for a while.
Generally, afternoon time, it does get a bit more quiet comparatively to your early morning and your late afternoon time. So.
Yes. So any particular areas that you guys are covering today?
Well, when we got in yesterday, we went more towards the rocks. We were fishing in the rocks, basically. We picked up some decent fish, like I said there yesterday. This morning when we came in, we came across, when we come out of the launching pad, we came across to the scoppies that are in the water, and we fished more the trees, basically. And
around the island.
More towards the right-hand side. And then we picked up some decent fish there as well. And then I said, okay, just before we start the program, let's get to an area where there's a bit better signal and things like that. So I came across now on the left-hand side of the banks, basically. And now we're fishing in those areas there as we have the program, inshallah. And then thereafter, then we'll see. If we are picking up this area, we'll stick around here. If not, then we'll move on and then find some other spots, inshallah.
What sort of preparation went into the strip mark?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say a last minute thing, really. But something that was just basically came up in the week. And got a few guys ready and we came out. Basically, we're waiting for some of our other fishing partners that are actually coming through today, inshallah. They'll probably come a bit later, you know, after the shops and things like that. So we'll get a few more guys, inshallah, coming in a bit later. But there was nothing.
I said they'll do the afternoon session, basically.
Well, basically, it depends. I know the drive to this place is quite tiring and quite tedious as well because, I mean, up to Middleburg, say enough, you've got the highway and things like that, so it's decent, it's good driving, but thereafter, once you pass the Middleburg area and then the last stretch, about 130-odd K is about 300 kilometers from Malaysia to here. So your last 130-odd K then does become a bit of a challenge, especially with, you know, coming through this area where there's a lot of mines and things like that, then you have a lot of trucks on the road and things like that as well. So it can become a bit of a challenge, and it's quite tiring then on the road as well. So that is why we said to the guys that we'd rather get here last night instead of leaving early this morning and then getting to your fishing. And then, you know, you guys kind of tired and miserable for the entire day as well.
Yes, then it becomes a problem as well.
It does become a bit difficult then. It does become a bit difficult as well. So, yes, like I said, again, in terms of preparations, there wasn't much into it. I mean, with your bass, you definitely got your plastics and you got your lures all ready, set up already from perhaps the previous trips. So it's just basically stocking up on a few more things and getting onto the water, I would say. And in terms of colors and things like that, I would say I've noticed generally it's more your brighter colors, your June bugs and the watermelon seeds and those colors that are actually being quite effective while fishing.
Did something come online, Mola?
Oh, yeah, a tree.
Oh. So like I was explaining before to you in terms of what we are going to do for today, mashallah.
Do we have this man with us on the line?
We're just getting him on the line. I just spoke to Anzala now. What we will do is we'll get Sukman on the line, inshallah, and then you said you did you arrange something with Farooq as well?
Well, we said to Brother Hamzah, yes, we'll, of course, time permitting, we'll see. I mean, from the last time we spoke to Brother Farooq, you'll find out what's happening out in the park and what's happening with
I was just going to say that there's a lot of movement, a lot of people have moved to the park for this holiday or this particular season. There's quite a few families that actually I know of that are gone down to Nelspruit and to the park. So, yeah, you know, it's just all around good weather for being outdoors. I mean, you know, if you're sitting today at home and you find yourself looking at your four walls, you know, come out and be in the nature, you know, just to stand here. Currently, my view now, I'm looking across. There's the river in front of me. There's the birds chirping. You know, the sun is just basically hitting down at the right angle, and everything is just beautiful. I'm sure you feel exactly the same sentiment.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, I mean, when you're out on the water, it's very rarely only about the fishing itself. I mean, the company that you actually go out with, it's, you know, just early part of the morning, reading your Fajr Salah on the water, and then having a small breakfast there while you're on the water, all these type of things. I mean, it's priceless. You know, in terms of, like you said, I mean, sitting at home, looking at the four walls, it's something quite difficult, especially on such wonderful weather. And then, of course, for many people now, it's being the holidays, I mean, starting tomorrow, so basically holidays started already. So go out with your families. I know, like I said earlier, when I spoke to a few youngsters, they actually left for the park yesterday. So it's basically all about that for now, the outdoors, enjoying some family time as well, going out to the water, going out to the park, wherever it may be, and then having some good time, inshallah.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, like we always talk about it. One very important thing that we got to remember is to make correct niyyah and the correct intention when you come out to these places. Definitely, you see the, you know, you gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes if you look at a small little thing like the ant that's walking on the ground, or you look at something huge like this, like I'm looking at this massive tree now in front of me. You know, all of this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to just take it in and just, you know, experience that beauty.
Yes, definitely. I'll have Luqman with us on the line. Let's welcome Luqman to the program. Luqman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Luqman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Malana?
Alhamdulillah, alaikum, Luqman.
Allah shukran. Assalamu alaikum to Aril and all the listeners.
Wa alaikum
assalam
wa rahmatullah. Luqman, tell us right now, where are you?
Where you expect me to be? I'm at work, not like you, Lanis, fishing all over the place.
We wish we were the Lanis, but alhamdulillah. I'm just telling Molana, what a beautiful sight to be standing here now, looking over the river, and he is currently on the boat, you know, busy fishing. But of course, you know, I think all three of us are sort of tied together because you're selling the equipment to be able to do the things that we're doing right now.
But are the fish biting, Molana? What happened?
Very well, very well. One of the guys, actually, as you speak, he's busy, if you can hear in the background, that thing, mashallah, make a noise there. So while we speak, I see the guys busy putting out one right now, alhamdulillah.
Nice.
So, yeah, like you say, we had a good afternoon, late afternoon yesterday. We only got here about 3:45 by the time we actually got onto the water. I don't know if you heard earlier on, look, when I was saying to Adil that the weather wasn't the best of it. I mean, we had a lot of rain yesterday for the better part of the 2 hours that we actually fished for. And there were quite heavy storms as well on Thursday from some of the guys that I spoke to. So today, shukr, the weather is exceptionally good in terms of that. And fishing-wise also, alhamdulillah, we're having an excellent day so far.
Yeah, normally when rain or storms push through, generally before a storm or after a storm is always good.
As we speak here, a guy is taking out another one, Norfolk. I think, I spoke to Adil for about half an hour and nothing happened, and suddenly you came on and you brought the barakah with you.
It's putting the lure in the right place. You were just on the wrong place when you were speaking.
100%. That's exactly what happened. As you were speaking early on, naturally, and you don't want to move around much while you're busy on air. The guy said, no, you on air, we're fishing. I said, okay, continue with the fishing.
Yeah, no, you must just, you got to advance fishing. It's like that. You've got to move around. It's not like Kerpo Cup where you just stay in one area. You've got to look for them all the time. Bands are a constant move. You know, they move from deep to shallow, moving between structures, looking for food. So you got to pretty much follow them. So just keep moving. There's some fishermen that they don't stop, irrespective of whether they just keep. The trolling motor is constantly on 50 or 60, and they just keep going down the bank and try and cover as much water as they can. In that way, they're seeing new areas and fishing for the aggressive and active fish, yeah.
And that's about the point generally with your bass fish. I mean, you've got to keep on moving all the time. But in terms of your fishing requirement, perhaps you being more of the expert can perhaps share this with the listeners. You know, from the last time that we've come to this time here, okay, so far I'm not going to say anything I'm going to say, because in terms of fishing-wise, it's more or less been the same. Well, I would say that they've actually got a bit more active now. In terms of fishing. But there were some guys that said because of the weather, things became a bit more tough. Perhaps, is it not the spawning that is completed, or is it the weather that affects it also?
The spawning is finished. I wouldn't say totally fish. You know, all the fish don't spawn at one time. They spawn in waves. Different females come in and spawn a different male. But we've had three full since August. I mean, it was August and September, so two or three full moons have already passed. So we've just passed another full moon is when they actually spawn. So now you're sitting on what we call a post-spawn. Sometimes they are inactive where they're protecting the fry in it. But generally once that phase is over, which is probably this week or next week, and that's why you're probably doing so well, is the fish are now hungry again and just looking to feed again.
I know yesterday I spoke to one of the guys that were in Rhinoceros, and he said around the dam wall area they caught some lovely fish there. One of the guys posted a picture and he said he caught a 4.8 there.
Look, all over the show, you know, I've mentioned it on a previous show as well, this time of the year is when you can go almost to any venue and catch big fish. And that's what's currently happening. We're seeing constantly with our customers interacting with us. On a daily basis, we're getting pictures of good fish coming. Rosavinter, Noster, Loskop Dam has been producing some exceptionally big bass at the moment. And then your normal crews that are still going to Letniboga are still catching big fish. It's just the numbers are down. And then...
How are the water levels there? Look, when I spoke to Yancy, yes, last night. He was there last month and he said water levels are quite low.
It's not low. I've seen it lower than what it is, so... We fished it in much lower conditions, so it is not that low. Obviously, a lot lower than what it was last year.
Okay.
Lukman, tell me, now that we're sort of like in prime bass season, you know, what's the best sort of rig that you would advise people to use if they are going to do sort of... let's look at boat fishing and bank fishing separately.
It's going to be the same because bass are generally a lot shallower now. So you're going to use what we normally use, either a very small mojo weight or even a split shot. You can pinch a split shot about 20 to 30 centimeters from your hook. And that's the best way to fish if you're fishing plastic. And if you're fishing like a spinner bait or what, that's generally no rig to there. So on your plastic, but I would go either a very light mojo weight or I would go a split shot.
Now, the reason for the split shot, Lukman?
Is it just pulls your worm down a lot quicker. If you're fishing weightless, if you're fishing like in a 10-foot or 8-foot type water, your bait takes longer to settle to the bottom. But with a bit of weight in front, it pulls it down a bit quicker. And with the weight going first down, it does add a bit of action, extra action to your bait as well.
Okay, so what you're saying is when the guy pitches or when the guy casts, give it time for the bait to settle down to the bottom. Now, understand where I'm coming from. I'm talking from the perspective of a person that is listening to all of this excellent, wonderful stories about the bass, and he's never really tried it out, and now he wants to go out to the water and try it out for the first time.
Yeah, so that would be the best. That
you're
would be the best
it, you're waiting for it to settle down to the bottom?
On the bottom. And so, look, sometimes if they're active, they would come to the surface, and before it hits the bottom, they'll grab hold of it. So it's on the day. Every day is a different day.
you can't expect
exactly what you're saying is kind of happening from yesterday. Before, as of course we are fishing with the weight, like you said, right? But as it's going down, before it's actually getting down to the bottom, the fish are actually picking it up.
Okay? So that's it. You know, each day is a different day.
Sure.
Lukman, what are the other reports you guys are getting from, the coast or fishing spots or anything non-bass?
Well, first of all, the yellowfish and carp on the Vaal River, we've had some very good reports. Over the last 3 weeks, people have been going a lot onto the Vaal River system and doing exceptional, getting some really big yellows and carp on fly and on normal bait. And then on the Vaal Dam itself, yesterday we had a guy show us, they fished a competition last week. All big fish coming up. You know, for a Vaal Dam, if you catch anything between a 3 and a 5 kilo, you're doing very well. And they caught like kidnets full of the fish competitively. So the Vaal also is starting to fire at the moment. So if anybody wants to catch nice carp and yellows, that's the way to go. And then your coast fishing is also starting to pick up again. Guys are starting to get decent fish, nice tuna in the off the boat, and then nice bottom fishing.
Mark, sorry, Lukman, I just wanted to ask you, what sort of game fish are we targeting right now at this sort of season? On the coast,
you're going to try the gerricks are starting to bite again. You're getting the kingies that are going to start kingfish. One of our clients went up to Mozambique about 2 weeks ago and did very well on GTs, on kingies. And then you got your kuta starting, your dorado will start in a month or so. So it's that type of, like you say, it's in the air, fishing is in the air.
You know, we always talk about coastal fishing and surf fishing, etc. What sort of rigs do you guys cater for? And then obviously there's a whole issue on bait as well. I mean, the Solis in Rustenburg, Four Ways and Joburg, do you guys do sardines and stuff as well?
Yeah, we carry frozen bait as well. We carry fresh sardine, mackerel and choker most of the time. And then as far as deep sea, it's all your different rigs. You know, your trolling bait, your casting bait. One thing with Solis, you know, we cater for every type of fisherman. From the little artler fisherman that's targeting your smallest 2 centimeter or 3 centimeter freshwater fish up to the guys targeting 1,000-pound marlin. So you come into Solis, you can pretty much tackle any type of fish there.
You sure not to be disappointed, basically?
Inshallah, not.
Inshallah.
Lukman, any final words before we move on to the next segment?
Yeah, there was just one incident last week that I just want to make mention of it, that not to point any fingers or anything, but just create a bit of awareness. There was an incident at the WERP last week where a group of fishermen got stranded, you know, and their boat overturned after it took in water. And the awareness I want to bring about or make mention of is when you're fishing a new dam, any new water that you're not familiar with, what had happened with the fishermen is they fished way far after sunset when it was dark, and then they apparently couldn't find a launch ramp in the dark, and that's when they got lost. And then a storm came up and the water boat shook on water and then obviously overturned. Nobody got hurt and no life was lost, but they did lose some of the tackle and stuff. But the thing is, whenever we go out to any new waters, rather fish or try and get off before the sun goes down, because you're not familiar with the area. Until you know the dam very well, don't take chances. That was a chance that shouldn't have been taken. And even if you're planning to fish after sunset, you know, make sure you got the necessary lighting. You know, you've got to have good spotlights, at least two, you know, that's handheld, you get spotlight that works sometimes of 12 volt batteries, they work of 12 volt batteries as well. So it's always important that if you are planning to fish later than sunset, you know, it's important that you take the necessary equipment with. Don't go unprepared. And the most important, in new venues or new dams that you're not familiar with, don't fish after dark, because it's just not safe. Number one is you don't know where you are. You don't know where the launch is. You don't know where your vehicle is. And in that dam, it's at the orb that it happened. You know, the amount of thorn trees that are in, submerged. If you happen to fall in the water, and there's a wind out, you know, obviously having the game farm out in your hood spray, and there's specific thorn trees. There's one particular one called a Vahabiki. What it does, it's got a double thorn on the, you'll have about 10 or 15 on one branch. And the one actually is like a hook, and that actually hooks you, and you actually have to rip yourself out of it. Shoot. And if you fall in the water and happen to be get caught by that thing, it's very difficult for you to come out. So we just, you know, want to ask the people, please, if you're going that way, make sure you take extreme caution, you know, not to go into areas that you're not familiar with. Come off the water when you can see, you know. What you're going to catch, an extra 5 fish or 10 fish after sunset? Is it really worth the risk for 5 fish? I don't think so. You know, we always try and get off when we can still see. And besides the thorns issue and the waters that you're not familiar with, there's also hippo in that river system. There's crocodiles as well. So besides the hippo and crocodile, you know, there's so many other things that can cause you harm. So we just appeal to all the people that are fishing in that area, the new areas. First, get familiar, you know, get know where your launch ramp is. Look for landmarks. Don't just go blindly and without the necessary equipment and try and fish after dark.
I think very, very important stuff that you just mentioned. And the good thing you said it now, because when I said Jaranem are there, and they are crazy fishermen, you know, because if the fish are biting, then they don't want to leave the spot. Zakala for saying that.
I agree fully with what Lukman is saying. In fact, you know, Lukman, another thing is, of course, you don't know. I mean, everybody's not going out with a few boats, but I only say to people that once you get to the water, try and familiarize yourself with some people that are on the waters on the day, perhaps take a number or two. So, in case, I mean, you never know, sometimes just a motor that is not starting.
Or whatever.
Or whatever it may be. You've got some sort of assistance from somebody that is out there with you as well.
Yes. Actually, what you just said now is so important, because that we had that particular experience you're talking about, where there was a problem with the motor, and lucky that the youngsters we were fishing with knew one or two of the other fishermen that were on the boats nearby. So there was sort of like a network kept open in case of an emergency, you know, each, you know, someone could call the other one or whatever. Very, very important things, yeah.
100%.
And inshallah, Allah keep all the fishermen safe and wherever you're going, travel safely, and remember us all in your du'as, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum
salam wa rahmatullahi. Yeah, I mean, safety on the water, I think, something that is very, very important. I mean, you're going out to enjoy yourself, especially if you've got youngsters with you, if you've got your kids with you, your family with you, something that you've got to really take precaution, and you've got to be very, very careful about.
Definitely, Marana. You're talking about kids, and I've got my 10 kids here that are raring to go. They're all looking at me like puppies, like... That's, so
what's the lineup for the day, Ali?
Well, this group that I've got some of the kids that have been here before, and then I've got some new kids as well. So I've broken them up into the two groups. Obviously, the ones that are here for the first time, we'll be teaching them the basic trainings. And then the kids that have come for the second time, we are going to do a little bit more of an advanced course with them, where we'll work with, you know, how to build tarp shelters, etc. Then we'll take them through we've got an obstacle course here, which is it's just basically a natural obstacle course. This morning, like I told you, we woke up early and we were doing exercise. Some of the kids, they'll do a little bit of swimming here in the river, not anything hectic, obviously well supervised. Yeah, you see, the way Willow Express is built, there's a catchment area where the water sort of comes and stays. It's created like a natural pool. And usually a lot of the people, you know, they spend some time, they swim a little bit in that water. We'll do some canoeing with them as well later on. And
the canoeing was very interesting from the last time that I remember it.
Yeah, no, it's a very good exercise for them as well. You know, just to break... Obviously, there's a lot in terms of safety that you need to focus on, especially when it comes to rivers, and that's what we try to do with the kids, to get them to understand how dangerous a river can be. I was explaining to them this morning, for example, if you walk into water that is sort of shin deep and it's very fast flowing, it's extremely dangerous because it can flip you over. And if you remember last year, there was an incident, I think it was at Ras Vatar, where the two brothers passed away. You remember we spoke about it?
Yes, they lost their lives, 100%.
That's one of the reasons, is because they thought that they were in shallow water, not realizing that because the water is so fast flowing.
It's focus as well.
Yeah, it becomes very dangerous because it can drop you off. So this is, you see, the point of the training, Morana, is to say safety first, to teach children about how to be safe in an environment, in any environment. And it's like you heard now what Luqman mentioned about the boat safety, etc. Today we go out, we do a lot of things, but we don't understand there's an element of safety that needs to be focused on. And that's the object and the whole point of bringing kids out and teaching them all of these things, you know. If you were to use a knife, there's all the rules, the step one, step two, step three, all the rules and regulations. So at least they understand that this particular tool that I'm using has, very, very important limitations, and there's things that I need to focus on when I'm using it. You know, how to make a fire, what's the correct method of making a fire, where should you make a fire. So this is basically what we focus on. And make dua, inshallah, because this season we want to open it up so that we get a lot more people from all over joining us. So far we've confined it to Azadwal. We've ran the program quite a few times, and I think now we're a little bit more confident alumni in our program. We've seen the benefits of it. Kids that have come before have come out over and over again because they just love it. And the venue that we use, alumni, is Willow. And obviously the advanced course, I told you, we'll do at Mfula Eco Lodge, which is owned by the Chibus. So, yeah, people that are out there, people that are listening and want to, join our program or send kids, they can just go onto the website or, you know, check any social media, just search Fishing Day or Fishing Fanatics, and they'll pick up what we are doing, and then they can come and get into contact with me, and we can set up for them, inshallah.
So you're trying to say for the time you have is in trouble or run to Azadwal?
At the moment, yeah. At the moment, our focus is still on Azadwal, but Azadwal Sharif. We've got a very good response. You know, like I was telling you earlier on, what I found phenomenal is the amount of support that we get from our community. We received a very large sponsorship, mashallah, from the Dokrats of Pretoria. Brother Ridwan Dokran, who owns Sensation Angling, yeah. And an interesting thing about Sensation, he was just telling me that they took over Okuma now. So they're the sole agents of Okuma in South Africa. It used to previously be Midas, if you remember.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, now, and Okuma's got quite a large range of very high quality products. Obviously, Sensation has built a name for itself already. We all, I practically, My best rod that I use is a Sensation rod, and I love it. And Alhamdulillah, he's come to the fore to help us out, especially with our youth training program. Supplying us with fishing tackle in the form of fishing rods and reels, etc. Obviously, our main sponsors, Solly's Angler's Corner, Solly's have also helped us a lot. We've got, I must say, all the angling businesses have come to help a lot. There's Ubaidullah Mehta and from... Yeah.
I mean, can I just stop you there 1 second?
You've got to
send me congratulations. I mean, while I'm busy with you on the phone, I hooked a nice size there.
That's why you were letting me go on and on and on, because I know normally you won't let me talk so much. You must be What size is that?
Well, I don't know. It's still, let me take the thing out at least, okay?
All right, but now give us a little bit of commentary now. What's it doing right now? Is it hitting, going down? Is it pulling the rod or...?
Exactly. I mean, you know what happens. They say that the moment you're on initially, especially with some of the decent size that are coming out, initially you first think you're stuck, and then next best thing,
your road is bending and it's going under the boat and things like that. Today with another three of my younger brother and another two very close friends of mine. They dig my gillies now when I'm on air for today.
You know what I want to bring to the listeners now, and you've been fishing for many, many years, alhamdulillah. Tell me something, you got a fish on now, what does it feel like?
Every fish that you catch, it's like for the first time you caught that fish, I think.
This is what I try to explain to people, because a lot of people ask me, what's so good about fishing? I say, you don't understand the excitement and the adrenaline and stuff like that when you hook into a fish. And when you bring kids out, to see that excitement on their face, that, you know, it's priceless, Munana.
Well, my son's coming a bit later this evening, so I'm going to see from the last time if he still remembers a bit of the tips that you gave him that time.
And let's see if he puts into practice the fishing fanatics way of catching fish. He might show you a trick or two, eh?
Yeah.
Tell me something now. You're very quiet. Is this fish still on?
No, it's out and...
Oh, is it out?
Yeah, out. I said, you know, we've got some very well-equipped guys here with us on the boat, alhamdulillah. So,
how's
the size? They're doing an excellent job. Lovely, sir.
Nice size. And you noticed the thing about the dwarf fish. I remember some time back, Lukman was telling us, if you want to identify a healthy fish, you'll notice the coloring is very dark.
Yes, we said the same thing yesterday. The color is very, very phenomenal, this fish.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
You know, the timber, like Lukman was saying, you get that certain tree, you get the acacia tree, and you get the other one that he mentioned now with those stones.
The vaca.
They kind of thrive on these things, you know?
I find that they like to sit inside the bush, so you got to, it sounds weird, but you got to actually cast your rod towards the thorn tree, let it drop till maybe the base, and start picking it up, and this is where the fish normally take. And they're quite clever because it's easy for them to wrap you around.
It's a bit of a challenge, definitely.
Yeah.
There's another one, I didn't tell you.
There we go.
As you speak.
Well, you're lucky.
This one, perhaps, when it gets closer to the water, maybe I'll put it for a loudspeaker. Hopefully,
something to us.
And maybe some of the listeners can hear exactly that excitement. Just give me 1 second. Hey. You got that, Ali?
Whoa. I can hear that. That's now the splashing in the water of the bass as the angler is busy fighting it. What beautiful commentary. You don't get better than that, Molana.
You don't get that directly from the lips of the bass, Ali.
Lips of the bass. And it's got a beautiful big mouth as well.
Lovely, alhamdulillah. Well, it's interesting, this idea. It's interesting, we're having a good time, alhamdulillah. I'll keep it that way with the fishing. Let me mention very quickly, I got a friend of mine, Zain Bayat, Yusuf Muhammad from Essential 9, and my younger brother, Abad. But Zain, I think we have to ask his mother to make dua for him. The guy is sitting on the boat. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, he didn't catch anything.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He's eating me now. All these things I must say to all the listeners, so they know. No, alhamdulillah, everybody's had a wonderful, wonderful trip so far, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, don't take out anybody's izzat on air.
No, all the guys are catching. He was actually punting me to take one of the other guys' names, so I said, no, let's just reverse the tables on him the other day.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the program, unfortunately. Unfortunately for the listeners, because they won't get to hear the rest of the fun that we are having. But fortunately for us, alumni, we've got beautiful days to look forward to out here in nature. You at the Warp Dam, I'm here at Willow Express. Basically the message to everybody is...
The youngsters, I think they perhaps want to share a message there very quickly.
At the moment, I'm only sitting with my one injured child here.
What happened to the light? How did he get injured now, right?
No, he twisted his ankles. So I just had to put a bandage on him for a while. While I was talking to you, while you were catching fish, I was putting a bandage on one guy's leg. He was busy running. I think he didn't see where he was going and he must have. But the others are already there at the bottom. They're busy fishing at the moment. I'm going to check up on them quickly. And we're just starting to prep the breakfast for the boys. Once we give them the breakfast, and then we'll start the survival program for them, inshallah. But you take care. I want to say I wish I was there where you are, but I'm so happy where I am.
Well, I was going to say the very same thing. And,
right, because you've been here and you know how beautiful it is. Yeah. So
definitely.
You make sure that. Yeah.
Sitting on the deck, which is something else. But like you say, we both are Rameshuk, alhamdulillah. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day out there with the youngsters. We hope they learn a lot from you guys, the experience team out there, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All our wonderful listeners.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a few minutes left before the 9 o'clock news. I know our engineer telling me earlier on that he got some ads to catch up on. Fortunately, we couldn't speak to Brother Farooq Hassan for today's program. We'll catch up with him next week, Saturday morning, inshallah. And we'll give our listeners some feedback as well with regard to the fishing. We'll hear from Adil out at Willow Extras this weekend with the youngsters out there as well, inshallah. And we make glad that everybody's out there safe, inshallah. And enjoy the weekend, enjoy the holidays for the youngsters out there. Holiday time now for the next week or so, 10 days, going out with the families, enjoy yourself. And early on, like we said, that you with your family, wherever you might be going, whether it's on holiday, always remember, this is the time for parents to bond with their children whilst you are on holiday. Don't forget your salat on time. And whatever we're doing with the youngsters, we're going out for a meal perhaps in the holidays with the family, teach them. Sometimes we were not with them for the entire week. So perhaps both parents are working. This is the time when you've got the time to bond with your kids. It's not only what the upper and the Morana get to teach them. That is what the parents teach them at home as well. Until we meet again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.